You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Members from a white nationalist group attended a Wind River Pride drag show in Lander this month. The presence of the group, combined with other recent instances of harassment, are behind Wind River Pride's decision to boycott Lander's upcoming 4th of July parade. To Wind River Pride member Taylor Pinen, the increase of anti-LGBTQ rhetoric on a national scale is emboldening local board members.
The whole community was invited to that event, and so many people showed up. There were so many allies there. We were all put in danger, and that is a direct response from school board members encouraging and normalizing violence towards trans and LGBTQ2S people.
The group hopes their absence will serve as a reminder that the local governments and individuals need to take more action to protect members of the local LGBTQ+ community. Men Speak, a new event series, is allowing men from across the state to share their stories. It's also encouraging discussions about hypermasculinity, gender norms, and much more. Wyoming Public Radio's Suraj Singareddy reports.
Bob Vines organized the first Men Speak in 2021 after being inspired by Tales at the Tap House, another live storytelling event. Men Speak features men and gender nonconforming folk from the local community telling stories from their own lives. Vine says he sees storytelling as a way to encourage men to open up and empathize.
That's what these Men Speak events really center on, is providing a spectrum of male experiences for all of us to listen to learn from, to learn empathy, to start seeing the world in a different way.
Vine hopes that telling stories will undo the harmful narratives taught to Wyoming men and therefore decrease gender-based violence. The next event will be held in Casper on August 2nd. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stuart Zingaretti.
Montana has dispatched emergency crews to help fight raging wildfires north of its border under an agreement that allows northern U.S. states and southern Canadian provinces to work together to battle wildland blazes. It's the first time this season the Northwest Compact has been used, but there is precedent for Canadian crews doing the same for the U.S. The agreement enables U.S. states, Canadian provinces, and territories to share technology and resources to address wildfires across international borders. The compact has been in place for 5 years, and this is the third time Montana has dispatched firefighters to Canada, and the first time this year. Corey Kalnan with the Montana Department of Natural Resources Fire Protection Bureau says the state has sent about 24 hand crews to help.
Hand crews are typically assigned directly to fire line operations and fire perimeter control. So the crew will be digging what they call fire guards in Canada, establishing pumps and hose lays, and really trying to limit the fire's spread.
The crews have been sent to Alberta, which shares a border with Montana. Kalnan says through the compact, Canada has sent resources to Montana during active local wildfire seasons, and the state sees this as fulfilling the compact and returning a favor. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.